Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I see that there's a Charlie Sheen documentary coming out?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, the documentary no one ever knew we needed or wanted.
Is it called Tiger Blood?
Is it true he is claiming he had a sex addiction?
Yes, I did read that story.
As if we all didn't know.
At the height of his substance abuse issues, he claimed he was also addicted to sex. Yes.
That is an addiction you struggle to acknowledge, correct?
What do you mean?
Or in the same category, because we've talked about this, like gambling as an addiction or shopping as an addiction or sex as an addiction are different than like physical, chemically based addictions.
I do not believe that you can become addicted to any of the three things that you just mentioned.
Gambling?
No.
Oh, man, I do. People lose their houses, so why would you lose your house? Sex addiction is a lot harder for me because I feel like people use that to just blame bad behavior on that.
Well, wouldn't you say losing your house to gambling is bad behavior?
But neurologically, it's all the same.
Neurologically, it's the same place in your brain that lights up. With a sex addiction, I mean, are you getting that dopamine release? Absolutely.
If you're not, you're doing it wrong.
But
okay.
I don't know why of all the addictions, that's the one I struggle with. When you are already famous, I guess you don't have to be famous to have a sex addiction, but when Tiger Woods said, I have a sex addiction. No,
did
I think
you really
you just,
believe that?
I think you just cheated on your wife and you got caught.
Yeah.
And you needed to go away for a while.
You started to buy your own press.
Yes.
And you thought, I'm Tiger Woods.
Yes.
I can have sex with anybody I want to.
Yes. But is that an addiction?
No, I think
gambling to me is an addiction.
See, I think gambling's a compulsion.
Can be. Okay.
Well, see, but are we talking about addiction as the neurological habit-forming thing or our body's inability to function without such? And you could make the argument that both are one and the same.
I understand, but I know some people are just going to lose their minds when I say what I'm about to say.
For some reason, chemical addictions are seen as higher than...
Yeah, if we're going to do a hierarchy of addictions.
I think for it to qualify as an addiction, there has to be a substance involved.
Food?
Well...
And food is a tough one, Scott, because you can live without alcohol. You can live without gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live without eating.
That is true.
You have to eat.
We'll get with you in the second segment.
Do not open that book. Do not read it.
All right. We'll
when
not.
You say 5 o'clock, I thought you meant 5 o'clock. I'll see you in a minute.
I'm just saying if we were going to rank addictions, you would put hard drugs and alcohol up here.
Nicotine would definitely be up there
as well. Nicotine would be up there.
Yeah.
Would sugar, because I think all Americans are addicted to sugar. We don't even know it.
It's possible. Is there an addictive component in sugar?
I think mice would say yes if they could talk.
Okay.
Because they've studied them.
But see, when I get the dopamine release and, you know, people say when they're at the casino, they hear the ding, 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 and it releases dopamine in their brain. But if sex was addictive, right?
Yeah.
Just because of the dopamine release that we all get from it.
Yep.
Then why isn't everybody addicted to sex?
I don't know. That's why I struggle with that specific addiction.
That's why I think the word compulsion is probably a little bit more accurate. Now, you'll get a million people who are in the psychiatry business who would say, Scott, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. And maybe I don't. But if shopping was addictive because of the dopamine release that you get in your brain,
okay,
why am I not addicted to shopping?
Let me ask you about this one. Stealing. Look at the kleptomaniac. Look at the woman in Overland Park who could not stop stealing to the point that the courts tried and tried and tried.
Yep.
to give her probation. Like, let's please stop going anywhere near the 95th Street corridor, lady. And she, every single time she would get out, she would go right back into a store and steal. Is that an addiction, a compulsion, or just bad criminal behavior?
I think it is. It is a mental illness.
Okay.
Wouldn't you argue that the inability to put down alcohol is a mental illness as well?
It is certainly mentally based.
I think that there's certainly a mental component involved there, but there's also the addictive component that is alcohol. It is an addictive substance. Shopping is not an addictive substance. Sex is not an addictive substance.
But the inability to function isn't the drive of drinking copious amounts of alcohol. It's the
repeat that again.
The inability to function, which is the result of drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Is not the drive of drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
No.
It's to quiet the squirrel in the brain, which is mental.
For some.
In the beginning, yes. And I speak with a little bit of experience here. In the beginning, yes, you're trying to silence the squirrel in the cage.
Yeah.
But at some point, you become physically addicted to the actual alcohol itself.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, once your body gets used to taking in that much sugar and
that's gluten, what I was talking about, Scott, when I said the actual physical chemical addiction. Mm-hmm. There is a substance involved, whereas with a, quote, sex addiction, there's not. You don't have to have that to live the way you have to have food to live, and you don't mm-hmm. have to shoplift, and you don't have to gamble, and you don't have to have vodka or all of those things.
No, but when you're addicted to a substance, it's almost, and anybody out there who's in recovery knows that I'm speaking the truth. You can't live with it, and you cannot live without it.
Yeah, there's physical withdrawal.
Yes.
And if you said to a shoplifter, stop shoplifting, like the court says, you need to stop stealing things.
Right.
You wouldn't physically withdraw from that in the way, I don't think, that you would. You have physical withdrawals from nicotine or alcohol.
All right, quick break. When we get back, as of tomorrow, he is a local author. His book is in my hand right now. You Have 4 Minutes by Michael Mackey. And we will read the chapter Radio Gaga when we return here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.